Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 5 o'clock in the morning London time on Tuesday, the 25th of February. US President Trump has asserted that plans to aggressively tax US consumers of Canadian and Mexican imports will go ahead as scheduled next week. Financial markets do not appear to believe Trump entirely on this point. These tariffs would be very visible to US consumers, and very visible very quickly. Taxes on everyday essentials like propane gas and avocado on toast would be passed through to consumers, and anyone left unsure about who pays a tariff would receive a sudden jolt of clarity. With Trump's approval rating on handling inflation at a mere 32% in opinion polls, and the partisan comments of the Dallas Fed Manufacturing Survey complaining about the damage of tariffs, it's easy to understand the market's disinclination to view this tariff threat as being particularly credible. Taxing other, less visible imports are a different matter. The Bank of Korea cut interest rates by a quarter point, entirely in line with market expectations. This is not a major event for markets, perhaps, but it is a reminder that where governments are not ramping up taxes on domestic consumers, there is probably still a bias to easing interest rates. Korean inflation has been hovering either side of 2% year over year recently. For countries like Korea, the emphasis of greater trade conflict is likely to be on the growth deflation consequences rather than any price inflation consequences. German final GDP for the fourth quarter is due, with some of the details of composition also released. While headline GDP has tended to be weak, the German consumer has shown occasional flashes of positive growth over the course of the last year. Consumption figures have also tended to be revised higher. In 2025, the hope is that German consumers will be increasingly inclined to spend their rising real incomes rather than to save them, and this will add some support to German growth. There's yet more sentiment survey evidence coming out, which is unlikely to bear much relevance to economic reality. The US Conference Board consumer confidence data does not really offer a partisan breakdown, but we know from the similar Michigan data that partisan viewpoints dominate consumers' responses. Assorted other business sentiment polls are also due and subject to the same sort of distortions. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.